Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and today we're here with a new session on our study series, The Power of Eight. It's week 10, and we're glad you're with us because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're talking about the resurrection and its impact in our day-to-day lives, and we know from a historical perspective that the resurrection did occur. The evidence is overwhelming. Jesus indeed was raised from the dead. That tomb is empty. We had a chance to visit that tomb where they think he might have been laid.
Yeah.
His body may have been laid. And you walk in and there's nothing there. It's just as empty as empty can be.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's alive. He was indeed raised from the dead. And it's the resurrection that gives substance to our faith. If Christ had not been raised, we would still be dead in our sins. We would be without hope in this world. But because he has been raised, we are alive in Christ. And that's why he came, so that we might have life. And we're not going to have life if he hadn't been raised from the dead. So we have been given life and we have hope in this world. And so we want to continue talking about the resurrection and its impact in our day-to-day lives. So the first thing about the resurrection is it means that we have eternal life. For those of us who have responded to the gospel, who have responded to Jesus Christ, we've been given eternal life. Jesus said this about himself. This is one of the I am statements, the seven I am statements we see recorded in the book of John. But he says this: I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? So he's talking to Martha, I think, or Mary. They had sent word to Jesus about their brother Lazarus. He was sick, and they were hoping Jesus would come and heal him like he had done for many other people.
Right.
Well, he tarried. He didn't come right when they sent him the message. He waited 4 days or so, and then when he got there, Lazarus was already dead and had already been in the tomb for more than 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that his body had started to decay.
Right.
Well, Jesus did that purposefully to show the power of the resurrection, what he indeed had come to do, and that's to give us life beyond the grave, life beyond death. And he says, he said to them, he's the resurrection and the life. So if we believe in him, even though we die, even though this body of ours is going to die, we're going to live. And everyone who believes and lives will never die. And that's the all important question. Do we believe this? When Paul talks about the gospel, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, either Jew or Gentile, will be saved. He says this, that we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and it's the resurrection that puts the rubber stamp, God's seal, on Jesus, that he indeed is the Son of God. So when we confess that Jesus is Lord, we're agreeing with God and the resurrection that indeed he is who he claimed to be.
Yeah.
And we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. So that's what Jesus is saying. Do you believe that God has power over death, that he can take those who are dead in sin and make them alive together with Jesus Christ? And when we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we can believe and trust that he can raise us as well from the dead spiritually. And indeed, that's exactly what he does. He gives us new life. He raises us to walk in the newness of life. So Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And in John 5:24, we see these words: truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. So if you've heard the words of Jesus and believed on him who sent Jesus, then you have eternal life. And here's the good news: you will not come into judgment. Why? Because you have passed or crossed over from death to life. So when you were born into this world, you were on the side of death, and judgment, condemnation was upon you. Well, when you turn to Christ, you go from death to life, and that condemnation of death departs. Mm-hmm. And there's no more condemnation for you because you are in Christ Jesus. So what's the first impact of the resurrection upon you? It's the fact that you now, through belief in the gospel, have eternal life. You have crossed over from death to life. And talk about good news.
That's good news.
Is good news. And nothing can change until that takes place, until you cross over from death to life. We talked last week about so many people just turning to God. They may be suffering from addictions. They may have emotional issues, and they want help for those problems. And they keep praying and praying and praying for God to help them, to make their lives a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christ doesn't want to make our old lives better. He wants to give us a new life in Jesus Christ. So we die in Christ so that we can be raised to walk in the newness of life. So once we've been given eternal life, that's when things can begin to change for us as far as all those other things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, it is the Power of Eight, everybody. I'm Bob Davis. I'm here with Bob Christopher. And Bob, you know, our regular listeners are exposed every day to what I think you have aptly described as the core issues of our faith as contained, of course, in the New Covenant. But beyond the daily broadcast, there's something special on the calendar that we're excited about this coming September, and it's called the Simply Grace Conference. Tell our listeners who haven't heard what that's all
about.
Well,
I'm really excited about this. It's September 6th and 7th in Lewisville, Texas, at a little theater there off of Main Street, Old Main Street. It's just a beautiful location, a fantastic venue. But we're going to talk about the grace of God, why salvation is by grace, why this Christian life is lived by grace through faith in Jesus. It's grace in the beginning, grace in the middle, grace in the end.
Indeed.
It's grace, 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 grace. And the Bible really bears that out. We read the first verse of the Bible. It says, in the beginning, God. So God's the main character. He's the story of the Bible. Well, if we're going to have any connection with God, it has to be by grace.
Yeah.
It has to be Him choosing to make Himself known to us. And He has done that in the person of Christ Jesus. And so when we get to the final verse of the Bible in the book of Revelation, it says this, but may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with His people. So that's the story of the Bible. And there's no other way. There's no other option. We can dream up all kinds of different ideas and thoughts, and we can put, you know, we can come up with rituals and regulations and rules and all sorts of things to try to get close to God, to try to draw near to Him. But none of that's going to work. It's only by the power of the grace of God that we can be drawn near to God and can have a relationship with Him.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about this. We're going to look at all of the various objections that people have to the grace of God,
mm-hmm.
some of the myths that are out there. We're going to bust those so that you can walk away with a solid understanding of why it's grace and grace alone.
Putting it all together.
And we're going to celebrate at the end of that the Lord's Supper. And that is an opportunity for us to declare this grace of God and truly to experience it with other members of the body of Christ. So if you're looking for an opportunity to fellowship with other members of the body of Christ who are like-minded concerning the grace of God, this is a great conference for you. If you're just looking to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is a fantastic conference for you as well. So come be a part of it. All the information on how to register is on our website at basicgospel.net/events. Yes, indeed.
Basicgospel.net/events for the Simply Grace Conference. It's going to be a wonderful time, and we hope to see you there. Friends, let me also quickly remind you that it's only because of your gifts, your faithfulness every month, that we are able to be on the air and online proclaiming this truth of Jesus Christ in the New Covenant. We hope you'll help by donating today if you can at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. BobDavis.net. Now back to week 10 of our study in the Power of Eight.
Well, thanks, Bob. So the first thing that we experience as a result of the resurrection is eternal life. Jesus Christ came that we might have life. When we turn to him by faith, we're given eternal life. We're given his very life. The next thing is assurance. So we have assurance of salvation, that once we've been made alive together with Christ, that's an eternal reality. Mm-hmm. We can't go back. And we read this in 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Now, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So life is in the Son. Life is in Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead. He became a life-giving spirit. And so if you have the Son, guess what else you have? Eternal life. If you don't have the Son, you don't have eternal life. It's just as simple and as clear as that. Now, he writes these things to those of us who believe in the name of the Son of God, that we may know that we have eternal life. So we have assurance that this is so. So do you have the Son? Then you have eternal life, and you can know that you have eternal life, not just wish for it, not just hope that maybe at the end your good works are going to outweigh your bad works and God will grant you eternal life. No, no, no. It's only in the Son. Mm-hmm. And if you have the Son, you have life, and that life is eternal, and you may know that that life is yours. Yeah. Now, a lot of people think this is exclusive. It's one of the big criticisms of Christianity, that Jesus claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. But when you think about it, and I think we need to think about this, we realize it's not exclusive. It's just the way it is.
Right.
It's just truth. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of philosophies out there. There's all kinds of religions out there. And they're trying to set forth a system of beliefs and a system of rituals and actions that we take that maybe will improve our lives. But they don't offer eternal life. Why? Sure. Because they don't have that life to offer. That life is bound up in the person of Jesus Christ alone. So cancer is a big thing out there in the world today. Most every family is somehow affected by cancer. You know, just thousands and thousands of people get diagnosed almost every single day. And it's a scary word. It's a scary proposition. And folks are looking for cures. There's all kinds of research going on right now trying to find a cure for cancer. And they're getting closer and closer and closer. But what if there's a group, say, right here in Dallas, Texas, that finds the cure for cancer, and not just a particular kind of cancer, but for every single cancer? Mm-hmm. What would you tell somebody with cancer to do? To go to Dallas, to go to that team, and get the cure. And you might say, well, what about the team of researchers in Atlanta? They do good work. And what about the team of researchers in Hong Kong and those in England? And they're all doing great work. They're smart people. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have the cure.
Right.
Now, you can go to them, and maybe they can try to improve your experience and give you a few more years, but they don't have the cure. Mm-hmm. If you want to be cured, if you want that cancer to be out of your body and for you to live after that, then go to the people in Dallas.
Yeah.
They've got the cure. If you want eternal life, if you want to be set free from sin and death, then there's only one place to go, and that's Jesus.
Right, exactly.
And if you go to Jesus, you have life, and you may know that you have eternal life.
That's a great illustration.
So we have eternal life, we have assurance of this eternal life, and then we have hope. The resurrection brings hope to each and every one of us. Apart from the resurrection, we don't have any hope at all. Why? Because the end for all of us is simply death. But with the resurrection, we have hope beyond the grave. And since we have hope beyond the grave, we have hope here and now. Those two go hand in glove. Now, whenever somebody is in a problem, is in a difficult circumstance, and they just feel that this problem is weighing them down, just continues to pressure and pressure and pressure, and they can't see a way out, they'll start looking for help beyond themselves. So they may go to a counselor. Well, the job of the counselor, the first job of the counselor, is to inject hope into the situation. Why? Once hope is there, then a person's eyes can be open to see solutions to help them through the circumstance. Well, that's what the gospel, that's what the resurrection does for us. It gives us a permanent hope and a living hope. Peter addresses this in his first letter. He says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So we have a living hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's living in the sense that, beyond the grave, we're going to come out with brand new bodies, just as Jesus came out of the grave with a resurrected body. We're going to get one of those. It's living in that sense, but it's also living because Christ has come to live inside of us. And Paul addressed that in Colossians 1. He says, "To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Yeah. So Christ is our living hope, and he's our living hope because of the resurrection. Because of the resurrection, we have this living hope. And because we have this hope, it says, "Everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." Yeah. It makes a difference in our life here and now. You know, if I don't have any hope, just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But because we have hope, we want to align everything that we do today in accordance with that hope. One day it's going to be revealed to us exactly what has happened. Why? Because we're going to see Jesus for who he is, and we're going to be like him. So that's what's up ahead of us. And that enables us to align our thinking and our behavior to that hope here and now.
Exactly. And what a great hope it is. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. It is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. And we want to remind you, friends, this thing coming up September 6th and 7th is going to be very, very special. It's called the Simply Grace Bible Conference. Now, if you're loaded down and burdened with this never-ending struggle of trying to be a Christian, well, we invite you to join Bob Christopher for Simple Grace and the New Covenant, the seminar designed to strengthen your faith in who Jesus is, what he has done, and how to live in his love. You'll find all the information online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events. For information on the September Simply Grace Conference, we hope you'll be there. But now back to the Power of Eight, and again, here's Bob.
Yeah, so we have eternal life because of the resurrection. We have assurance of salvation because of the resurrection. We have hope because of the resurrection. Those are all of the practical implications to you and to me, and we certainly need all of those. We were dead. We needed life. God gave us life. We are very insecure. We need assurance, so God gave us assurance. We were without hope in this world, but now we have hope because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and also because of the resurrection, we have power for the journey. God just didn't leave us to live this Christian life through human effort, through our own strength. He gave us his power, his resurrection power. And Paul prayed about that for the group of believers at Ephesus, and he prayed that same prayer for you and for me. And we see this in Ephesians chapter 1. He says, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, that hope that results from the resurrection. He also wants us to know what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So we have this immeasurable great power available to us. It's the same power that God brought to bear in raising Jesus from the dead. That power is available to us. That power is in us. And we can tap into that power every single day of our lives. And we need to.
Yeah.
The Christian life isn't about us trying to live the Christian life through human effort. We're going to fail every time. We're going to give in to the temptations of the world. We're going to give in to the desires of the flesh if we're left to live this on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But God didn't leave us to live it on our own. He gave us Christ himself and the power of his resurrection. And as we tap into that, abide, live in that resurrection power, we're going to learn to say no to worldly passions and ungodliness and to live righteous, upright lives in this present generation. So we have this resurrection power living in us. Now, Paul said this in 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power, resurrection power, is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Mm-hmm.
So we have eternal life. We have assurance of salvation. We have hope. We have power for day-to-day living. John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, had this little poem. He said, run, John, run, the law commands, but gives us neither feet nor hands. Far better news the gospel brings. It bids us fly and gives us wings. So we've been raised to walk in the newness of life, and we have the power to live out this newness of life because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God's presence, Christ in you, the hope of glory, God's power, both reside in you because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Talk about good news. This is good news.
Yeah.
And if you're struggling in your Christian life, here's the reason. It's because you're trying to do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to give up. It's time to trust in the power of God's resurrection to carry you through and enable you to live in the newness of life.
Didn't we just get started?
I think so.
Time flies when you're having fun. That's the old thing. But, Bob, thank you for those rich, rich insights. Power for the journey. That's what it is as we go to the scripture for the to be sustained, and the way that we need to be sustained as children of Christ every day. Well, again, Bob, thank you for those great insights. The Power of Eight, and next week, of course, yet another session. And friends, I hope you're going to be here for that. Also, we need your support for Basic Gospel as we bring the truth of Jesus Christ to the airwaves and online every day. Make your gift by clicking donate at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. And while you're there at the website, click the events menu, the drop-down menu there, and get all the information on the Simply Grace Conference. That's coming up, of course, in early September, the 6th and 7th, with Bob Christopher and all of us here at Basic Gospel. Again, check it out at basicgospel.net/events. Remember, too, that over the weekend, if you have a question or something you'd like to discuss, give us a call at 844-322-2742. Leave a voicemail, and we'll probably allow you to hear it on Monday for the broadcast. Until then, for Bob and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, saying God bless you and have a great weekend of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bye-bye.